Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by folks at Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, go to peachcreekvineyards.com. Hey, the winds have died down. That's nice. Out of the south at 7 right now is what they're telling us. Look for a high temperature today around 85 degrees with a 30% chance of showers. It ups to a 50% chance of rain on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're looking at a 60% chance of showers. 73 right now, 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A warning to Iran from Secretary of State Kerry. The U.S. will not stand by as it destabilizes the Middle East, saying Iran's obviously supplying the Houthi rebels who've overrun Yemen, prompting a Saudi-led campaign of airstrikes that Iran's president has called a mistake. Iran's leaders are also speaking out on the nuclear talks. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher live in our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, Iran's president Hassan Rouhani says there's no deal unless all economic sanctions are lifted at once on the very first day of the implementation of the agreement. Last week, Tehran and six world powers agreed to a framework meant to curb Iran's bomb-making capability, but also gives Tehran access to oil markets, bank accounts, and financial assets blocked by the international sanctions. The framework does not include the immediate lifting of sanctions. The U.S. wants them phased out. World leaders hope to have a framework in place by the end of June. Iran's supreme leader says he's neither for nor against a deal. Dave.
Jessica, a judge in Italy is dead, murdered in court in Milan. Police say by a man on trial for a fraudulent bankruptcy who also killed his lawyer and a co-defendant, then fled. That's the scene outside. Well, inside, people barricaded themselves in offices and hid under desks until police captured the shooter as he tried to get away on a motorcycle in South Carolina.
I don't want to close my eyes and see another person die for nothing.
She's a protester in North Charleston calling for change after a white cop shot a black man in the back Saturday as he fled a traffic stop. Cell phone video of it got Officer Michael Slager charged with murder. Dash cam video from his patrol car could be released today. Could be a lot of this in the Midwest today. That's hail, big chunks of it seen on amateur video posted on Facebook falling on Missouri yesterday. More storms could hit, including possible tornadoes from Texas to Chicago and Detroit over to Pennsylvania. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1818 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1818.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Treat your yard right with the all-new John Deere S240 Sport Series Lawn Tractor that delivers the features, performance, and comfort you deserve when you step out to mow. Right now at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, get a new S240 Sport Series Lawn Tractor for only $2,499. Accomplish more of your to-do list and get back to your weekend with Sioux Falls Prater and John Deere. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends 4/30/15. Restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details and financing options.
As a business owner, the decisions you make, try to make your company more efficient, save them some money, build and be ready for the future. Well, Suddenlink is right there as a business partner when it comes to that, because Suddenlink is upgrading the speeds of the internet here in Bryan College Station. We're talking 50 meg as the new Suddenlink minimum speed that's available. That is 16 times faster than the 3 meg. That's right, 3 meg that you get with DSL. So as a result, you can back up your files, send them to the cloud. You can be ready for the future. And, you know, you can have multiple users using multiple devices with this kind of bandwidth. And also, download speeds of up to 150 megs available. It's the fastest internet by far in Bryan College Station, and it's from Suddenlink. So call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. Let him provide you with a business solution just right for you. Call Chad at 595-2413, or you can visit suddenlinkbusiness.com for more information.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
Right now at Batteries Plus Bulbs, save up to $10 on Duracell Ultra Lawn and Garden batteries after mail-in rebate. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Representatives of local youth soccer groups have called on the College Station City Council to not use Veterans Park for parking vehicles on Aggie football game days. City officials say they were shocked when they learned about a letter that went public Tuesday by the Brazos Valley Youth Soccer Association, which coordinates four leagues. City Manager Kelly Templin says soccer representatives have known about the potential of moving the Get to the Grid shuttle service since January. Templin says Parks and Recreation staff have had at least 9 meetings during February and March, and he expects more meetings between now and a city council workshop in 2 weeks. And Scott, if we can go to commercial real quick.
Oh,
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, we can do that. Okay, we'll be back in just a minute.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800. Or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Flying V Rentals. If your oil field or construction site is in need of porta potties, man lifts, forklifts, trash trailers, lighting, or generators, Flying V Rentals is the only call you need to make. With quality equipment, fast service, and integrity in everything they do, Flying V Rentals wants to earn your business with their 24/7, 365 service guarantee. Visit flyingvrentals.com or call 512-466-2975. Flying V Rentals, your only call for oil field and construction site rentals.
City Manager Kelly Templin on upcoming Parks and Recreation meetings.
Well, I guess there'll be a 10th meeting, maybe an 11th meeting. You know, we'll certainly reach out to the youth soccer folks. I think what we'll probably do is invite the university and you know, some elements there so that at least they can understand the accommodation that we're trying to bring about and perhaps how complicated this issue is.
Templin says the complications include the football team not knowing the game times, which are set at the last minute due to television, and the Soccer Association hasn't finalized its fall schedule. On our website at WTAW.com, you can read the Soccer Association letter, Templin's reply, and a response to the manager's statement from the association. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan wants the Blinn College Board of Trustees to hold a second vote on a proposed compromise of his legislation restricting where tuition and fee revenue is spent at the campus it's generated at.
Rainey sent an email to Trustees President Douglas Bohart stating that he knew before the 3-3 vote that the seventh board member was on his way to Burnham from Houston. Bohart told WTAW News it is common practice for the board to proceed when a member is late and that there's been no discussion of taking a second vote. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Rainey said he wasn't pleased with the tie vote on the compromise he helped arrange with Bohart, who voted no, and Trustee Carolyn Miller. That would have delayed by 2 years the implementation of House Bill 1903 if it becomes law.
I think I've been over backwards trying to be accommodating in at least the
application of the bill, and I think it's a reasonable bill.
Also on the Infomaniacs, Brian Mayor Jason Bayansky says he was disappointed in the trustees' tie vote.
All we want in Bryan Conversation is for our students and for our campuses to be taken care of. You know, if you're going to have a $10 million recreational center in Brenham, we'd like to have more than maybe a couple of picnic tables to for our kids to eat on here in Bryan.
Bohart says 1903 and another bill drafted by Rainey calling for two Brazos County residents to be appointed to the Blinn Board violates the state and U.S. constitutions. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas A&M police are asking for your assistance in two cases. One involves two students struck by pellets from a BB or pellet gun in the Northgate area earlier this month. Victims were struck Monday night and last Thursday night in the area of Cherry and Stasney. One victim was struck in the leg and face. The other was hit in the arm and hand. And on West Campus, another student was bitten by a dog who was taken away before the victim could get information. More details on both cases are online at WTAW.com. Bryan police have asked for your help in identifying a person of interest who attempted to use a stolen credit card 2 weeks ago at the CVS at Texas and Villa Maria. At WTAW.com, you can see the store video and contact information if you know the man. WTAW News Time is 7:10 at 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwarneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos Valley Flooring Design, when we make a promise, we keep it. That's why we offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee.
We know a flooring purchase is a big deal, and we want you to be completely satisfied.
We can do that because we have the most experience around and over a million square feet of inventory to choose from. At Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we offer the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Not many people like to shave. No matter how much you pay for a razor with multiple blades or fancy handles, you still get nicks, cuts, and razor burn. Shave Secret is a shaving oil that can completely replace any shaving cream and pre-shave treatment you've ever used. Do yourself and your skin a favor. Minimize the nicks, cuts, burns, and bumps, and try Shave Secret for the best shave you've ever had. Shave Secret is sold at Walmart Supercenters, HEB, and ShaveSecret.com.
It's 7-Eleven. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox product, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Plenty of cloudiness today. There may be a passing shower or thunderstorm. It'll be breezy and warm with temperatures reaching 85. Tonight, clouds, scattered showers and storms, lows overnight near 65. Showers and thunderstorms are possible during the day tomorrow, too. Highs will be 75 to 80. There's a chance of showers tomorrow night, lows near 65. Still some showers and thunderstorms around on Saturday. High Saturday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a second. With Greg Sankey being in Aggieland, he will be the new commissioner for the SEC. We'll have more on that. A&M softball picks up another win. And the NFL will have their first full-time female official. All that and more in sports. We'll cover it for you about 7:50.
Okay, sure. Why not? So, I think as Patrick said on April Fool's, that's our one day for critical thinking. You know,
yes.
The rest of the time, we just let stuff wash over us. We go, okay, fine, sure, yeah. And we either reject it like Teflon or we soak it up like SpongeBob SquarePants. I mean, I don't know, but it's just... They throw stuff out, and the way it's presented does make a difference. And I only bring that up because we want, you know, you want to be aware. We hope that our audience is more critical thinking than those people who are waiting for the next Jason Aldean song to come on. But I'm just saying, here's the report. And it's from Harvard, Columbia, and Duke University. So, of course, we need to sit with our hands folded, pay attention, and nod approvingly. Nearly 1 in 10 Americans have severe anger management issues. What the hell are they talking about? No, okay. I mean, think about it. Nearly 10% have severe anger management issues. Now, what is severe anger management issues? That's
me
somebody
behind the wheel.
No, it's somebody else other than you. You don't think you have severe management anger management issues. You think other people do. But I understand what you're saying. So we're talking about 9% of Americans have this. And here's the deal. They have access to guns as well. Now, why do you tie those two things together? Nearly 10% of Americans have severe anger management issues and access to guns. They decided to put those two together for us. Now, how you feeling, Kevin?
I have guns, too.
I know, see?
Angry.
Yeah. You should be angry. This is a finding of a new...
Don't piss me off.
I know, that's what I'm saying. This is the finding of a new study by a team of researchers at Harvard, Columbia, and Duke universities. The study found 8.9% of the total adult population have impulse anger control problems and easy access to a firearm. Of those...
And kitchen knives, of course, and bricks.
That's right, and some of them even have explosives. Of those 3.7 million of these anger management challenged gun owners, that's what we're going to call them now, routinely carry their guns in public. Is this... Have we done a larger load of manure than this? I mean, really, just putting all this together.
When somebody tells you you don't need a gun,
yeah,
you need a gun.
See, listen to you. You're playing right into them. Anger was defined for this study as explosive, uncontrollable, destructive, harmful rage.
Okay? Well, see, those people are just crazy.
Yeah.
They don't qualify to get guns anyway.
As described by one researcher, you and I might shout, these individuals break and smash things and get into physical fights and punch somebody in the nose. Almost all these angry people with guns are described as being young or middle-aged men. They are likely married and live in suburban areas.
And white.
Yeah. Now, they don't say anything about rural.
Oh,
but they say really? Nothing about rural here.
Really?
And hardly any of these people fall under the umbrella of having a serious mental issue.
From my cold, dead fingers.
I know. According to the Washington Post, based on the available research, oh, yeah, let's put that caveat in there. Oh, I didn't have that report, but, I mean, everything I got here on the desk, this is what we come up with. If you were to wave a magic wand and cure all serious mental illness in the United States, you'd only decrease violent crime 4 or 5%.
And you'd clear out Washington, D.C. in its entirety.
Okay. Because it's the Washington Post, of course, we should believe it. Because it's actually printed on a page, you should believe it. Because I'm telling you, you should believe it, okay? Keeping the guns out of the hands of these folks.
Thanks, President Obama.
Yeah, F-O-K-E-S.
Exactly.
Folks.
It's a common sense first step.
And how do we go about doing that?
I know.
They go come visit your house?
Some of the other disturbing findings in the study.
Oh, God.
People who own lots of guns, that'd be six or more, it'd be lots.
You mean the armories?
Okay. Are more likely to carry their guns in public and to have a history of anger issues.
See, that's a load of crap.
People.
Then what you're saying is I'm this guy.
Yeah, you are.
I am this guy in a nutshell.
Yes, exactly. I certainly hope that your computer fires off when it's supposed to, because if not, you'll be drawn down on it.
Hold on.
Now, there have been days where anybody's thought about shooting their computer.
That's for sure. Go ahead.
No, I got to find it now. I thought I...
All right. People who owned more than 11 guns were, quote, significantly more likely...
Oh, see, I'm not significant. I'm good so far.
...to say that they lose their temper and get into fights more than members of the general gun ownership.
What a load of crap.
I just thought I'd lay that out there for you today, just in case you were feeling, hey. That's
right. A scheduled movie screening of American Sniper at the University of Michigan was abruptly canceled Tuesday.
Okay.
After nearly 300 students and others complained, the film perpetuates negative and misleading stereotypes against Muslim. The quote from the university.
Wait. Say that again.
Against because of why? Muslims.
Muslims.
Okay. It's the movie. It depicts Muslims in a negative light. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's what no, that's what they're saying.
It
yeah,
depicts
that's what
saying. Them as dead. He was a sniper.
The university, in a statement, said, "While our intent was to show a film, the impact of the content was harmful." Here's the kicker.
The money quote
made students feel unsafe and unwelcome at our program.
What?
A movie. Made students feel unsafe.
Then don't go.
So when someone talks about anger issues, take it with a grain of salt because they may be terrified by what comes across their television tube.
Well, remember, Juan Williams got, you remember, he'd get nervous if there was a black guy on the airplane.
Yes.
Just so,
I'm just saying. And for those of you that don't know, Mr. Williams is an African American.
Yeah. Anyway, so there. I just.
Oh, I'm about to auger myself into the ground here.
And this don't get angry.
No. That's exactly what this is all about. Don't be doing that. All right, never mind. Let's move on to news that really matters, news that you can use. Here's a shocker. The CNBC is reporting that IKEA is considering changing their Swedish meatball recipe.
Uh-oh.
Stuff that's really important.
Gluten-free now?
Yeah. No, it'd be horse meat-free. Remember that
back? Oh, that's true. Anyhow. However, don't get upset. You'll still be able to get the classic meatballs in the furniture stores. Yes, I did say that. But starting today, you'll also be able to select veggie balls in their U.S. stores.
Now, that makes me angry. Yeah.
And if that's not exciting enough for you, the company will be rolling out chicken meatballs, if you will.
Now, that's okay.
Beginning
at least it's meat.
August the 27th. That's
veggie
right.
Meatballs?
A company spokesperson said the new veggie balls and chicken balls added to their regular menu, seeing an increased interest in healthier options. So
that's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
Yes!
Exactly. Just leave that one up for any number of reasons.
Yes!
And while we're talking about IKEA, you know, IKEA is not here, but they are in Beijing. They're trying to cut down on the napping that's going on in the stores.
People coming in and borrowing a couch?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, the store used to encourage shoppers to take naps, but management figured out that sleepers were making it difficult for people who were actually interested in maybe buying the furniture to be able to properly examine and test the merchandise. No kidding? How long did that take for you to figure out? Only problem is IKEA's having their new no sleeping rule is a small fact that customers simply are not listening. Yes, exactly.
Great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store. By the pool guy.
Spring is here, and Rattlers has expanded once again to Greensbury Road at Arrington. To celebrate the new store and usher in spring, check out their specials all over the store. Any icy or fountain drink is only 50 cents with your Rattlers registered rewards card. Need a boost during the day? All regular 5-hour energy drinks, 2 for only $3. Thirsty after work? Pick up a 12-pack for only $10.99 from the fine family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Good morning. It's 7:23. News Talk 1620 WTAW. After the news, talk about this little soccer thing going on in College Station and the parking and all that. Hey, Skeletor's hanging them up. Bob Schieffer will be retiring from CBS News this summer. Made the announcement yesterday at TCU's Schieffer College of Communication, where he was speaking at the annual Schieffer Symposium. Of course, this means there'll be some jockeying for that new spot there since the seat will open up. He's been there since 1991.
Oh, wow.
Schieffer's been in the business for more than 50 years, spent 46 of them with CBS, interviewing every president since Richard Nixon along the way. You know, his brother was president of the Texas Rangers baseball team for a while, too. The Schieffer's just kind of hanging out up there in the Metroplex. So do you, I like those Rob Lowe commercials.
Oh, yeah.
I do, too, a lot.
Well, they're taking them off the air.
Well, it's run its course.
Well, no, here's the deal.
What?
No, that's not what
more
it's about.
It?
Yes. The ads are now history after Comcast complained that the claims that Rob made in the ads weren't quite true. DirecTV, like, for instance, DirecTV is number one in customer satisfaction over all cable TV providers. DirecTV is ranked higher than cable for 10 years. And the National Advertising Division, that's NAD, which is a part of the Council of the Better Business Bureaus, takes they keep an eye on that kind of stuff, the truth in advertising thing. So as a result, DirecTV decided to yank the ads. A spokesperson says they continue to believe that the various Rob Lowe advertisements are so outlandish and exaggerated that no reasonable consumer would believe the statements being made by the alter ego characters.
I feel like there's room for at least one more commercial.
Yeah?
Hi, I'm compulsive liar Rob Lowe.
Yeah, well, they could do that. Again, as W.C. Field said, a lie is as good as the truth if the customer believes it.
Amen.
Hey, so wow. There you go.
I didn't know Obama was a W.C. Field opponent.
Anyhow, that's it. Well, and while we're talking about TV and getting your information and entertainment that way, soap opera with swords fans, let you know that HBO Now, their streaming service, now officially available.
Already signed up.
Okay. You have to have internet access and an app to get the service. It costs $15 a month, although the first month is free.
It is.
So that's what they do. They roll out something that people want just in time for you to search.
Here's a taste.
Yeah, it's stuck on iDevices for the time being.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Netflix is good enough for me. All right, here we go. 7:26. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Well, we're going to continue to have same temps, but our chances of rain. Well, I mean, I say increases, but we hadn't had any rain yet, and they've been telling us that probably we're going to start getting it yesterday. We'll see. 30% chance of showers today, 40% tonight. Now, they're telling us on Friday it's a 50% during the day, and then 50% on Saturday and Saturday night, up to 60% on Sunday and Sunday night, and continuing to have a 50% chance of rain on Monday. And that could be heavy rain is what they're telling us. Right now, humidity is 84%. Winds are from the south at 7. We have overcast skies, and it's 73.
Crawfish to go is the home of Boudreaux, the crawfish man. A mobile Cajun seafood boiling kitchen that boil up the crawfishes, the shrimps, the crabs, and more. We'll bring the party to you. Call 406-2222. That's 406-2222.
I'm your crawfish man.
Look for us on that computer too. Crawfishtogo.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Chuck U. Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader in waiting, has been railing about gender inequality. He says that women are routinely paid less than men. It's got to stop. Now, I helpfully pointed out two places that Chuck can target, both the Democrat-run California legislature and the Obama White House, pay women much less than men. Now he can add a third, and this one's much closer to home. The EEOC, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which is tasked with rooting out discrimination, has determined that New York City engaged in a broad pattern of discrimination under the liberal former mayor Michael Bloomberg. Women and minorities, hardest hit, worked for the city, were given the shaft, earning substantially less than their white male counterparts. The EEOC has given New York City a deadline. They have a little over a week to make an offer to settle the charges or face the wrath of Obama's Justice Department in court. The EEOC suggests the city come up with $250 million in back pay and other damages. But it looks like a fight is brewing out there. A spokeswoman for Bill de Blasio, the current liberal mayor, insists the EEOC did not prove discrimination actually happened. Still, the delicious irony cannot be ignored. For the last 4 years, liberals have been trying to push gender inequality as a political wedge issue. And we're finding out that it does exist, but that it's liberals who are discriminating against women and minorities. Bunch of bigots.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
April is tax time, but it's also time for Red Tag Savings, thanks to my good friends at Mahindra Tractors. Take your tax refund and invest it in caring for the land that you love with a new Mahindra tractor. This month only, the Mahindra E-Max 22 gear tractor with loader and select implements starts at just $186 a month. Mahindra will even throw in a $500 power package rebate, zero interest for 84 months, and Mahindra's famous 5-year warranty. And check out the new Mahindra Impact Extreme Utility Vehicle. It's a real workhorse, made in the USA, coming soon to a dealer near you. Learn more about the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council is getting asked not to use Veterans Park as a parking lot for the Texas A&M home football game shuttle service. The Brazos Valley Youth Soccer Association, which coordinates four leagues involving 1,300 players, sent a letter on Tuesday. That surprised City Manager Kelly Templin because Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz and his staff had multiple meetings with the association board the last 2 months.
They were shocked when the letter came out yesterday. David was in Austin testifying on a legislative matter. David wanted to reach out as early as possible to the soccer community because of any possible impacts there, which resulted in 9 meetings.
Templin says the Soccer Association has been given additional dates to use Veterans Park along with other city parks, and the city continues to negotiate with A&M regarding Get to the Grid.
If we could do something to take those vehicles off the road and keep them from close proximity to the campus, keep them out of the neighborhoods, particularly on the south side, we were interested in having the discussion with the university. And that's what's taking place.
The Soccer Association says other parks won't work due to neighborhood traffic concerns and the quality of the fields. The issue has been scheduled for the City Council's workshop in 2 weeks. Templin says it could not be included in tonight's agenda because state law requires 72 hours notice. There are new developments and proposed changes at Blinn College on how revenue is spent on the Bryan and Brenham campuses.
State Representative John Rainey of Bryan, who has filed legislation calling for money to stay on the campus where it's generated, wants Trustees President Douglas Bohart to call another meeting to vote again on the motion that was defeated the night before last on a 3-3 vote. Rainey says Bohart knew the 7th board member was on his way to the meeting in Brenham from Houston. Bohart replied to WTAW News there's been no talk of a second vote and that it's common practice for the board to proceed when a member is late. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Rainey thought he had worked out a compromise to delay implementation for 2 years if House Bill 1903 passes.
One board member even saying, well, Washington County owns Blinn, and I'm paraphrasing, and we deserve a return on our investment, without ever giving any consideration to the needs of the students of the campus in Bryan. And that kind of frankly set me off.
Rainey was referring to comments made by Blinn trustee Richard Powell, who voted against the compromise.
The citizens of Washington County own and operate the campus, and they are going to be entitled to no return on their investment if this is allowed to stand and if he's successful.
Rainey and trustees agreed they expect the bill to pass the House Higher Education Committee. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
From Austin, Education Commissioner Michael Williams has announced math scores from state-mandated standardized tests for students in 3rd through 8th grade won't be included when calculating this year's state accountability ratings. Williams says that's after hearing from teachers who said students would need a transition year to adjust to new testing requirements. The Texas House has passed a pre-kindergarten plan that school administrators and education groups say isn't enough. The plan from Governor Abbott does not provide for an all-day pre-K or expand eligibility. Instead, the state would give districts more money to improve existing programs. Abbott says there needs to be a study of the impact of his $130 million plan. The House also moved ahead with nearly $5 billion in proposed tax cuts, including a first-ever reduction in the state's sales tax.
The Senate proposed $4.6 billion in business and property tax cuts. The House version, $4.8 billion. State Representative Dennis Bonin claims it does a better job of equally spreading the wealth through sales tax cuts.
The rate will drop from 6.25% to 5.95%. The average family of four will save $172 per year.
House Democrats like Trey Martinez Fisher don't see tax cuts as a necessary priority.
Fix our infrastructure, take care of our needs. If there is anything left over, then give it back.
They do believe the House cuts are more fair. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
There's a traffic advisory today in College Station. Victoria will be closed from Fitch to Barron from 8:30 until 1 for public safety training. Again, that's Victoria from Fitch to Barron. Bryan police have asked for your help in identifying a person of interest who attempted to use a stolen credit card 2 weeks ago at the CVS at Texas and Villa Maria. At WTAW.com, you can see the store video and contact information if you know the man. Also on our website are suspect descriptions of those responsible for shooting pellet or BB guns at two Texas A&M students in the Northgate District. Texas A&M police say Monday night and last Thursday night, the victims were hit in the area of Stasney and Cherry. One was hit in the arm and hand, and the other hit in the face and leg. University police also received a report from a student who was bitten by a dog on West Campus the night before last. Then the dog's owner took off with their pet before offering any information. WTAW News Time, approaching 7:36 at 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room. And we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Acme Glass, been here since 1946, taking care of your glass needs when you need glass or when you want glass. And most of the time, it's because you need to get a piece of glass replaced, whether it's in your vehicle or at your home or your business, and Acme Glass understands that and responds that way. You know, if you can't give up your vehicle, Acme Glass can come and do an on-site installation to take care of it for you. If you need a piece of glass cut to a certain size or you want a straight-edge bevel, Acme Glass can do that in downtown Bryan. If you have a project that you're working on, they'll help you with that. If you want to get a piece of glass installed in your home, they'll come out there, take care of it for you, based on your schedule. And of course, in a business, quite often a replacement of glass has to be done in a timely manner. Acme Glass understands all that and been doing it again since 1946. With two locations, one in downtown Bryan and one across from the main entrance at A&M. They're open a half day on Saturday to help you with your project. So if you've seen a piece of glass someplace and you'd like to have that in your world, then let Acme Glass show you work that they've done around the Brazos Valley, not only in homes but in businesses. Acme Glass, downtown Bryan and in College Station.
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and luxury limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
7:39. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Plenty of cloudiness today. There may be a passing shower or thunderstorm. It'll be breezy and warm with temperatures reaching 85. Tonight, clouds, scattered showers and storms, lows overnight near 65. Showers and thunderstorms are possible during the day tomorrow, too. Highs will be 75 to 80. There's a chance of showers tomorrow night, lows near 65. Still some showers and thunderstorms around on Saturday. High Saturday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And here's Jack at number four.
It's a 130-yard par three across the water.
You can hear the crowd get louder and louder as Jack Nicklaus caught his shot and actually made a hole-in-one in the par three yesterday. The Masters starts today. We'll have more on that. Greg Sankey, the new SEC commissioner, was in town. We'll have more there as well coming up in sports in about 11 minutes.
Okay. And speaking of, you know, the first Masters was won by Horton Smith back in 1934. First tournament was played on the current 10, holes 10 through 18. Played the first nine and then one through nine in the second nine, which were in reverse order from the way the tournament is today. Gary Player has played in the Masters more than anybody, 52 times.
And he is in remarkable shape.
Yeah, I don't know how old he is, but he's... Yeah, not bad. Sam Snead won the first green jacket, 1949.
Slamming Sam.
Winners can take home their blazer only for the first year. Then it stays in their locker. All right. It's golf time. So so the folks who are play soccer, youth soccer, at Veterans Park, now a little bit unhappy about the whole get to the grid thing that is going to move the parking out to Veterans Park. That's what College Station, City of College Station, has been able to come up with. For their part, apparently the City of College Station says that they let the College Station soccer folks know quite a while back in January that that's what the case was. Our understanding, and I'm not going to say we broke the story, but we did have the story quite a while back, because actually, I believe, as if memory serves correctly, Bill Oliver picked up on it, because it was a presentation that went to the city of Bryan talking about how things were going to change, because Post Oak Mall had said they didn't want Get to the Grid
right
to be in Post Oak Mall anymore because it took up too many of their parking places. Hello?
You know, I'm not saying that.
Nah, can't hear you. I'm going to try back. So, and, you know, interestingly enough, I decided to try that last year just so I could do it one time and be able to speak about it. And it really was a great program. I mean, takes about the same time as if you drive, and I mean, I have a designated parking place where I normally go, but it took time-wise about the same. You know, they drop you off at the quad, in my particular, drop you off at the quad, and then you'd walk over, and then you walk back over there and, you know, get back on the bus. And, you know, they seem to load it very efficiently. So they're having to reinvent the wheel here, kind of on the go, with a football program that's fairly successful and lots of people come in from out of town. I mean, finding a place for people to park is only part of the problem. Getting them to that place and from that place is another problem. And then the fact that the vast majority of the people who use this service don't live here. So getting the word to them is going to be difficult.
Oh, yeah, especially for people who've done Get to the Grid for years
right.
And then show up.
And they're going to show up
30 minutes before game time right. Expecting to get to the game.
And they're going to show up at Post Oak Mall. And,
right.
You know, so we already kind of talked about how all that stuff is going to not make the first few weeks in September very much fun for residents here. Now, on top of that, the fact that the soccer moms and dads are not happy about this situation. And I believe as we have the city manager of College Station saying, they've already had 9 or 10 meetings about this, and maybe or 9 meetings. Now they'll have to have maybe meeting 10 and meeting 11 as well before they can get all this worked out. Hello?
isn't soccer really a spring sport? Wouldn't it be good to give the family some time off to be together versus, you know, being at the fields every weekend of the year?
Okay, well, do you have children who play soccer?
Yes, unfortunately.
Okay.
There's an honest man, by heavens.
Well, it is, and again, as a person who drove to soccer tournaments all over, you know, Texas, I get it. I mean, I understand what you're saying. But then you, sir, ma'am, whoever might be thinking that, too, consider you don't have to have your child involved in those soccer leagues if you don't want to. You know, at what point does it become something where it does take too much time away from your family, no matter what any of these sports endeavors are? Hello?
Yes. Is there a soccer tournament every weekend?
Well, there are, you know, what I think what we're discussing here is league play rather than soccer tournaments necessarily that go on. And there are four soccer leagues that use the facilities at Veterans Park. I don't know how they'll get it worked out. As a person who is now removed from being the soccer parent, okay, don't do that anymore, but, you know, and it was a different world again, like everything else when I was doing it. But the 800-pound gorilla in the room is Texas A&M football. I mean, it just is, and it's going to be. And I think College Station's moving as best they can, trying to find a location that will work. There might be some other expanses that have parking, but, you know, proximity to the stadium, proximity to major thoroughfares, that has a lot to do with it.
And one of the questions I have is that's not the easiest parking lot to park in to start with.
It's not anywhere. You're exactly right. But, I mean, they're trying to find the best situation they can to fix this. Hello?
You kind of beat me to the punch, but what I was going to say is that the soccer people just need to settle down because the 12th Man Foundation, A&M football, yada, 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 they're not a 800-pound gorilla, about a 20-ton gorilla.
Yeah. yeah.
And they will stomp your head if you get in the way.
Wow. Well, there. I didn't go that far, but thank you, sir, for that.
So there's soccer
and
people.
I wondered about the 850 spots at the parking garage in downtown Bryan. Then I realized it's great until the first bus gets stuck behind someone going 25 down South College. Right.
Well, and also that the district, the Brazos Transit District, runs that. And so there would have to be something done as far
well,
as
sure.
their consideration.
But, I mean, there's not a lot of options to put 2,000 to 2,500 cars.
Hello?
The only thing I'm curious about is A&M's wanting to park off campus, and I understand that. You know, they have several thousand 24-hour reserve parking they can open up at the drop of a hat, but they never seem to do that for game day. They seem to make the parking of a city problem instead of a campus problem.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, good. Thank you. I appreciate it. That's an interesting point.
That is an interesting point.
Yeah, I don't know how many 24-hour reserve spots there are, but that's an excellent point. And, again, obviously all of that is utilized. Now, then do you also maybe take those areas where you have people partying with their tents? You know, and you eliminate that and make those parking spaces.
Well, they've already talked about moving a lot of the tailgating to the new equestrian center.
Right. And you take that and move it farther away from campus, and then you take some, and again, weather might be a consideration, but you take some of that area that is non-paved and you make that parking. Hello?
You know, I don't understand. Texas A&M is one of the largest landowners in the state, and they have this big facility out there called Riverside that hardly ever gets used. It seems to me that would be a great thoroughfare because there's no traffic out that direction.
Great idea. Thank you. Yep. I like that a lot.
Solving problems.
I really, really like that because, again, that's the same situation. And anybody who's coming from Austin, San Antonio, San Marcos, anybody who's coming in on 21, that would be beautiful. Zowie bams. I like that. Hello?
Hey, keep away from my $600 a year parking spot in the University Fair parking lot.
Now you're getting personal, right? Now you're going to meddling. Hello?
How about considering Riverside for that parking
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Thank you. Caller number two, I really do appreciate that. I think that is an outstanding idea. Again, you have close proximity to a major thoroughfare right there, so you can take them down. And again, anybody who's on the south side coming in from that area is...
I'll tell you, if they wanted people closer to campus, they'll be done with the construction And there's a huge plot that they have out on Finfeather that they've been using for a staging area.
Oh, okay.
That's immediate parking for about 300 or 400 spots.
Yeah, that's true. That's well, again, and also, I mean, I was saying that, but you could have people who are coming in from Waco on 6, and you bring them around, and you could hit you could hit Riverside. Hello.
You know, with Riverside, they could make a quick parking lot. Because how many people parked in mud lot many years ago? A little caliche, and they've got plenty of parking.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. Well, again, they've got runways out there. I mean, I know they put some structures up and such as that, but there are a lot of flat spaces. I think the road going in is not all that good, but still, that's a matter of getting yourself an asphalt machine out there and rocking and rolling with that. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just to play devil's advocate, while Riverside is an amazing idea, there's nothing out there, bars and restaurant-wise, for anybody to spend money on.
Well, you're right. I understand that. And, and that's the other thing that we want people to do. But truly, and I did a night game. I don't remember which game I did that I took to get to the grid. Those folks, they want to get on home. I mean, they just do. I know if you talk to local restaurateurs, and I've talked to more than a few of them, I mean, the time of the game makes a lot of difference in what happens in their business. Now, I understand what you're saying. You come in from the south side, you park right there, and, you hit the road and you're gone again, and we do lose, we lose potential revenue there. But quite honestly, that's, I hate to call it a secondary problem, but getting cars parked and stopped is an important thing, and keeping them off the roads is probably what they're looking at here. Hello.
How about using Blinn College, since Blinn has such a great relationship and education?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I think, yes, the timing would be exquisite on that, as a matter of fact. Hello?
Yeah, Riverside Taco Wagon.
Yeah. That's it. You bring the food trucks out there.
You see, Riverside sounds so good until the first morning game and a TTI person shows up and sees all these new crash test suspects.
Oh, man, I'm going to have a big time right here. Yeah, anyway, I tell you, I like the Riverside thing. It's not a bad
too.
Deal. Hello?
Hey, how about offering Post Oak Mall more than the $2,000 a year they were paying?
Well, who was paying?
I believe A&M was paying $2,000 to use that lot.
Okay, well, I don't know that. That's an interesting That's a really, really small number. That's a really itty-bitty number. But, okay, well, anyway, we could look into that.
Breaking news, solving the world's problems right here.
That's us. There you are.
Nation in drunk driving deaths. Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If you want to be successful, it all starts with the right mindset. Don't expect people to hand you things. Think like an athlete. Set a goal and work hard to achieve it. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Chances are you've run across a few people who think the world owes them something. Success is a right rather than a privilege to be earned. It's common in teenagers who haven't matured enough yet to know better, but you see it in plenty of adults as well. Instead of setting a goal and stretching for something out of reach, they want the bar lowered and the prize handed to them. Diligence, commitment, and hard work have gone right out the window. As a former quarterback, I admit I'm a little biased, but I love how athletes approach success. They're on game film. You see if your footwork is right, if your hands were used properly, and if not, everybody laughs. They want to win the trophy or have that medal slipped around their neck, but they're not waiting for someone to hand them success. Nobody owes them anything. They understand they have to dedicate themselves to the task and outwork everyone else to get it. There's no complaining, no blaming others for what they don't have. It's all about diligence, commitment, and hard work. You and I will benefit from the same mindset. Achieving what we want in life is a privilege, not a right. We have to want it bad enough to go after it and work hard. Nobody owes us anything. For more encouragement to make every day count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:54. Texas A&M Health and Kinesiology Department had a special guest yesterday. Greg Sankey, the commissioner-elect for the SEC, was in Aggieland for the Distinguished Lecture Series with the subject, Health, Kinesiology, and Sports Management in the SEC. While here, he reflected on the day he was chosen as commissioner.
I've had the good fortune of almost 30 years working in intercollegiate athletics and have maintained friendships and relationships through those years. One of the memorable pieces of the day that the public announcement was made about me being commissioner was the incredible volume of text messages and phone calls and emails, and then the handwritten notes I've received.
Sankey takes the reins from Mike's Live August the 1st, audio courtesy of KBTX. The number 23 A&M softball team had three different players go yard en route to a 13-9 win over North Texas to improve their record to 31-10. Their SEC record is 7-5, and they return to SEC play this weekend, hosting number 7 Auburn in a weekend series with a first pitch Friday coming at 6:35 on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Several Aggie athletes are filling the trophy cases at A&M. They've secured conference and national accolades this week. Men's tennis player A.J. Casariti was named SEC Freshman of the Week for the third consecutive week after helping the Aggies to a perfect 3-0 record over the week. A&M sophomore Mariposa Navarro was named SEC Women's Golfer of the Week, and senior Haley Bushmiller became the second Aggie equestrian rider ever to be named first-team All-American. In addition, five other Aggie riders earned second-team and honorable mention All-American accolades. The number 10 Texas A&M women's tennis team saw sophomore Rutuja Bosale post a come-from-behind three-set victory in the last match of the day as the Aggies came back to beat number 7 Baylor 4-3. The Masters get started today, and wily old veteran Jack Nicklaus pretty much called his shot on the Brad Van Pelt show just before the par 3 contest.
Got to try to win the par 3. Maybe they'll invite me to play back in the tournament if I win the par 3.
I have a feeling that you've got the run of the grounds. I'm sure you could do anything you like here.
It's maybe a hole-in-one. How's that?
I'd love to see it. I'm sure the folks at home
absolutely
would as well.
Absolutely. We'll try to get one for you.
And then?
And here's Jack at number 4.
It's a 130-yard par 3 across the water. Really a good golf hole. What a beautiful play. Come on, Jack. Yes. Ah, yes!
Things get underway this morning from Augusta National with the return of Tiger Woods later today. The NFL has hired Sarah Thompson to be the first full-time female official. The 41-year-old will be a line judge for the upcoming season. Thomas has been in the league's officiating development program and worked some teams' mini-camps last year. We'll hop over to the NBA, where Tony Parker scored 27 and the Spurs beat the Houston Rockets 110-98 for their ninth win in a row. Spurs coach Greg Popovich was happy with the W.
You know, we played pretty well at both ends of the court. We played pretty good D and started out a little sloppy and a little undisciplined and got into an up and down with them, turned it over a few times, and they're too good. We can't go up and down with them. We'll lose that battle. I thought we, got our poise back. in the second quarter and played a little bit more solid, a little bit more disciplined game.
With that win, the Spurs moved within a half game of the Southwest Division lead shared by Houston and Memphis. Dirk Nowitzki scored 19 points, and the Dallas Mavericks eliminated the Phoenix Suns from playoff contention with a 107-104 victory. Dirk Nowitzki said the key was the D.
Really, I felt like the defense in the second half won us the game. I thought we only gave them 40-some points. First half, I mean, it was a little bit too easy for them, we felt. So I thought defensively we're active there. We're rotating for each other.
Now over to the Diamond, where Scott Kazmir struck out 10 and was backed by a couple of rookies getting their first big league hits, and the Oakland Athletics drubbed the Texas Rangers 10-0 last night. It didn't help that the Rangers had four errors on the evening. Ranger manager Jeff Bannister explains the situation.
It didn't necessarily tell the entire story. Something that we stressed all spring training long is to handle the baseball. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, we'll wash this one off. I know we're a better defensive ball club, and we'll come back out tomorrow and,